This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The online marketplace for crafts, Etsy, has been trying to win back the favor of investors. Its stock is down by more than half since its launch in April. Among new potential areas of growth, Etsy has announced it's testing a crowdfunding system so that Etsy users can put up money to help promising Etsy businesses get off the ground in return for getting the resulting products early. Etsy CEO Chad Dickerson came into the Marketplace Bureau here in New York to talk about the state of Etsy at a milestone moment. Mr. Dickerson, good morning.
Good morning.
So you just celebrated a milestone here, Etsy's 10th birthday. Did you ever imagine it would be like this when the company started 10 years ago?
I'm not surprised by the success of Etsy because I think what Etsy really does is it appeals to, you know, the yearning for people to create things and make things that they are really passionate about. As a society, I think there's a real fatigue with big box retail. So Etsy fulfills a need for the creative people to find unique goods that you can't find anywhere else.
Now, if only you didn't have any competition, but I was just reading that Amazon is thinking of launching some kind of spinoff to their retail platform that sounds a little Etsy-ish, that will focus on handmade items, and then who knows what Alibaba of China might sometimes do. You're going to have to figure out what to do about this.
We have a really passionate community. We have 1.4 million sellers. You know, we think others will try to copy that, but I think, Etsy is the kind of the original deal, and it's really a part of our heart and soul and really who we are.
But help me with this. I mean, Etsy, in so many of our minds, and you've been reinforcing that just now in the interview, is about crafts. But we heard on this program just the other day, one of your customers was quite grumpy about the fact that they thought it was going to be handmade, and it turned out it was from a factory. How do you define what should be on Etsy? And if something doesn't conform, how do you police that?
We have very clear policies on what you can sell at Etsy. The seller has to demonstrate authorship, responsibility, and transparency. So one of the things that we're really excited about is we're seeing the emergence of really small-scale, human-scale, responsible manufacturing. And we see the manufacturing that our sellers are doing, largely local, largely small, as being part of that vision for a better economy.
Now, you're a B corporation, right? And so your bottom line isn't just maximizing shareholder value. It's maximizing shareholder value plus other things. Tell me about that.
So the whole idea behind a B Corp is that you can combine creating profit with creating social good. And I think Etsy is uniquely positioned to achieve both of those goals. The way I think about it, when you do a transaction on Etsy, we're essentially sending these funds to artisans really all over the world. So it's a system that distributes wealth out to the people who deserve it, the makers and designers who are selling on Etsy.
Chad Dickerson, CEO of Etsy. Mr. Dickerson, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.